Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, wherever you are in the world this afternoon. My name is Valerie Molyneux. I am the president and founder of VIT Friends. We are a vitiligo support group supporting individuals with vitiligo across the globe, reaching out to your friends, your families, your supporters, and encouraging them to check out VIT Friends. We are here to support those who need us. And today, this is just a reminder show to bring you up to speed on where we are with our upcoming conference. Again, this is VIT Friends broadcasting live from Boston, Massachusetts. Today is Thursday, July 10th, 2014, and we are more than halfway through 2014, and we thank God for bringing us so far by faith. Our temperature today here in Boston is a beautiful 73 degrees. We've had some heat for the last several days, but today, right now, at this point in time, we're sitting at 73 degrees. And so I trust that it is lovely where you are as well. And again, my name is Valerie, and my reasoning for this show today is wanting to bring you up to speed as to what's happening in the next 16 days, just 16 days away. We will host our sixth annual Vitiligo Conference. It's July 26th, 27th, and 28th. I'm sorry, let me do that again. 25th, 26th, and 27th in New York City, just blocks away from the Grand Ole Apollo Theater. We will be at Bethel Gospel Assembly, right there in the heart of Harlem. And so if you have not registered, you do have time to register right online at www.vitfriends, one word, it's vitfriends, vitfriends.com. We're not telling you how many, but the first bunch of folks that registers there's a date online. I apologize for not having that information handy, but there's a special gift that awaits the people that register early. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but I think it's until the 20th or something that you have, or the 15th. I'm not 100%. I'll get that before the show ends. But the reason for the show today is I wanted to introduce you to a lovely gentleman. His name is Reverend Perry Riley and his lovely wife, Gwen, out of Houston, Texas. And, as I was going through the archives of our things that VIT Friends have accumulated over the years, I was just blessed by a sermon that was pre-recorded, and I want to spend the rest of the time this afternoon sharing this sermon with you. We had the DVDs on sale, and not too many people, I must honestly say, purchased the DVD. So I want to attract you by letting you get a chance to listen to this sermon. It spoke volumes to me. The title of it is Behind the Skin. Behind the Skin. This is an amazing young man out of Houston, Texas, a pastor at a cathedral there in Houston, and he spoke from his heart, from his belly, and I wanted to share it with you. So let me go there now and have you listen and enjoy this sermon by Pastor Perry Riley. My number here is 617-816-5241. If you'd love to chat with me a little later on in the broadcast. But I'm going to try to see if I could go through the whole sermon, and then I'll get back to you, okay? Hold on. God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for that opportunity.
the 21st to stand behind our sacred desk. We recognize that we are wrong. We showing you glory. Our thoughts have been wrong. Our actions have been wrong. Said we've done the wrong things. But because of your amazing grace, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, you have become our perfect sacrifice. And the blood of Jesus covers us from all our sins. I pray we ask, Lord, that you continue to shout your blessings on the vision, that you will continue to water the seed that you have planted here. Thank you for all those who are part. We just pray for this moment. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that you speak a word of truth. He's so happy that I pray to glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pastor Robert. Amen. You know what I'm about now? Let me give you a history about myself. I'm from Muskegon, Michigan, which is a couple hours from Detroit. I am the youngest of seven. I have a twin brother. Twin brother, he's also a pastor. Amen. Me and him are the only ones in the family. May God is blessed to me in the pastoralship. And matter of fact, when I leave here, I'm catching a plane, going home. I'm in revival all next week. And so I need your prayer. I'm looking forward to transformation in individual lives. I'm not up here to be seen a man. But I'm here that God that you see has with us. It's not about our ability or our inability. It's all about our availability. We would have an available heart, God. I discovered that I had to lie goal in 1989. I heard some of y'all last night talking about your experience. Of course, I went to the dermatologist said. Before I could even get it out of my mouth, he had a pamphlet and handed me a vitiligo pamphlet and charged me $35. Amen. That's the talk. I ain't been back since. you know, I just, you know, when he told me, I don't know if I'm at home, but okay. It's not chronic, no. It'll probably cover your body, okay. And I went on. And I've had that type of mentality since. I don't have that woe is me. That's not being insensitive. I understand. I'm always sensitive to people who don't deal with it well. But, you know, I'm a believer that to whom much is given, much is required. I'm very busy. I pastor the church. I've taken full-time credits in seminary, Dallas Theological Seminary. That's papers and research. I have to counsel people. I work a full-time job. I'm a husband, granddaddy, father. I mean, you name it. I'm doing it. And so when I wake up in the morning, you know, I put a lot of makeup on my face, and I'm out the door. And so I'm a person that has vitiligo, but vitiligo don't have it. Right.
Amen.
It doesn't define who I am. It has opened
I'm talking about behind those kings.
screamed the word of God in your ear, then I'll tell you where you're at. And God has uniquely made up and created up. Now, over 50,000 acoustic nerves in a man's eardrum that allows him to hear sensitively what God has to say. Over a million optic nerves in our eyeball. And this is why Jesus said, I can't do it. I can't do nothing but what my father showed or what my father did. And one of Satan's biggest tricks is to work on those two senses there. Because he knows these are the two that God uses in man. And guess what? It started all the way back in the world. Can I bring something up to you this morning before I get into it? I heard Sister Millie just talking about how she used to react and some people and all that. Let me tell you something this morning. We are products or byproducts of the environment that we raised in. Let me say it again. We are products or byproducts of the environment that we raised in. And I say that because a lot of us, we were again dealing with source and symptoms. A lot of us are dealing with symptoms, whether it might be vitiligo or with an anger. But guess what? When you check the source, it goes all the way back. And we blame it a lot of folks for what's going on today. Because we haven't identified and healed from that hurt from way back. And so we find ourselves not free. And so anytime any situation or any problem come up, all that does is bring all what I've been dealing with up. All this anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, all that. And we can't get out on people. Don't realize this is not really it. Jesus, I mean, God just asked Adam, did you eat of the tree? He went straight to the floor. What did you ask and who you been listening to? Oh, y'all not going to help me this morning. Because if I ask you today, who are you? And if I ask you this morning, where you at, you couldn't see. And when I say that from a spiritual standpoint, because this is where God, you want to be free? You want to be healed? In my opinion, let me give y'all my little notes, all right? In my opinion, life begins with perception. The way you perceive yourself will most likely be the way others don't perceive you also. If you don't love yourself, if you haven't, again, been in a position to identify with your hurts and your pain, then, man, you're going to look at you yourself negatively. Are you praying with me? One cannot expect others to view them positively when they view themselves negatively. You must learn when I was younger, when I was 19 years old, so I was going to do something. When you get your wire, amen, you get to somebody who can look at life from both sides. You don't understand. Because see, a lot of that, and all about you, you check out your friends, man. But a lot of us hang out. You can hang out from somebody, and they always got a negative. All the time. I don't care what it is. Hey, look at life from a pessimistic standpoint and not optimistically. Well, you always my life creative, do your best and let God do the rest. Now, when I go into that aspect to me, it has given me reason to love myself without excuse. And by reason, it has brought out genuine qualities in my life that would have never been manifested. Then I'm going to have the inner qualities overshadow my external life. This is why individuals are drawn to us within life. They perceive strength. We're walking in doubt and fear in advance, while others are involved or observing our confidence and strength. Let me come back to what I was saying. It brings out the inner quality. Now, I don't know if y'all know this. Y'all know, y'all don't know, because y'all don't know. But I'm a real shy guy. Can you believe that?
No.
Coming up, I didn't say that. Anyway, let me tell y'all what I mean, okay? When someone was down in the household, and when someone was down in the household, mama would say, no, we never would do it. And just repeat. Amen. I used to lie on my twins all the time. Mama, you know, Jared won't get high last night. But guess who's hot? Because I was the child.
And the one that shot, the one that faked all the time.
Didn't your children. Got some on his mind. But
don't we hope that you've enjoyed part one of this live recording from Pastor Perry Riley, one of our Vitiligo board members. My number here is 617-816-5241. My name is Valerie. I'm the host of the show and also the president and founder of VitFriends. We do enjoy your company today, and we look forward to giving you part tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you.